Sunday the 9th of May, Kof Hei Iyor, Rabbi Shulam, Yosef Halpern, Hilch, Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. This week's Torah way has been sponsored, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Ephraim, Fischl, then Rabbi Yo, Aryeh Dick.
Since this is the first time I'll be speaking Berabim in English, I'd like to give a short hatzum of 2.5-3 minutes. My father says, I've never seen it in a Vainik, but in the Shalmi, when the Shalmi Rechandos, the 18 Yitches Dvurim, which the Chachum goes and says in the first Perek of Shabbos, the Shalmi has a little different Nisach, and it says that one of them is Shaloy Ledabe Belashoynes Lamin, that the Chazal goes and not to speak the Shoynes from Akim. No, the Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, Shchis, Shalashinish, Shmam, Shaynu, and Levisham. If you look back into history, Lechoyre, till the Churban Bayis Rishon, everyone spoke Lushon Kodesh. The 70 years of Gulus brought in some change in the language. The Maaseh, we see that in the times of Rabbi Nakudish, when he created the Mishnayos, there are some words already with Nishma Mishlushon Kodesh. A few hundred years later, it comes to the time of the Amiruim, in the Gemur, we see 70-80% Shalushon Arami. Later on in Gulus, Ladino was countries who spoke Spanish, Italian, and Yoitza Ashkenaz, all of us, Zidim included, spoke a twisted German. What's called the jargon. Jargon was a twisted German. The Vilna Gunat has a Fogelant, I'm sorry for all of the school. The idea was, because we were in Gulus, and many people didn't understand anything else, they spoke the language of the country, but they twisted it a bit to understand 100% the Shoynes Lakim. Nowadays, it's Amharic creation, so I see Shivish English. It's part of it what I'm talking now. You've got to Shtaik, and you've got to Chap the Vort, and so on. It happens by itself. It's a Fuzichalem, but it's to a Kavuna in them. So understand, we learn Torah, there shouldn't be in Gansen totally. So, that's part of this, yeah, you verstehen my language. So do aluche and hilches kriyas haTorah, which some other people don't know even, that the oile leTorah, give someone an aliyah, give someone an aliyah, has to line the words, has to say the words of the pusik, which the parsha of his aliyah, together with the balkoile. And there's a sharp solution. I didn't find it. It might be in the Torah. But here it says in Mechaber, Mi she'eino yedea likrois, someone will call it line. It might mean the Ivri, I'm not sure if it means the Talmud. Could be the Talmud, not the Magad, but the Ivri is certainly Magad. Tzurich limchis be yudosh le'yale sefer Torah. Shouldn't give an aliyah to someone who can't say the words with the balkoyle. In tzrichim there's a ganze. If he has a chiyuv and you have to give him an aliyah, tzrichim there's any idea. Likros he can't line. If he koyin or levi, because of koyin or levi, ve'en sham achas. There isn't another person, another koyin or levi in the besmedish. Im kishi yikul or shliach tziv in hechus kriyas haTorah means the balkoyle. If the balkoyle lines mille by mille. If when the Balkoyer lines he can say it together with him, Yuchay Lalois, Vim Lav Lo Yale, Sharp Illusion. This is Hilfes Kriya Sevetoyre, Simon Keith Lamates, Siv Bais. So there's a Kasha here, not that I don't want to say, Shtek Kolomadur of Shem Omroy, Evigil El Oilam. This is Gunish in my eigens. I saw it in certain school. If I remember where I saw it, I'll say from where I got it. There's a kasha here, which a lot of mefarshim ask: Why can't the oile leTorah be yoitze with Shemaya Ka'oine? Kiddush, Havdula, Megillah Leinen. Everyone knows this. Do halucha Shemaya Ka'oine. If you listen to the person saying the words with kavuna to be mechavim to be yoitze, you can be yoitze. Shemaya ka'oine, like someone who says the words himself. So let this oile leTorah. Let's say is someone who doesn't can't line, doesn't know the Ivri perfectly, and we need him. He's a kohen or he's a levi or he's a chiyah, he's a gutzat kedoma. Let him be oile leTorah. You say baruch Hashem v'ayrach, and be mechavim to listen to the balkoire. Shemaya ka'oine. And then he said, Baruch Hashanach Reu, I should listen to the entire service. Why should Kriya Satoya be any less, anything less than Kiddush or Avdula? Yes. This is Ashtarke Kasha. To answer this Kasha, we have to go into the Inyan of Shemaya Ko'ina. To verstehe a little bit, it says Shemaya Ko'ina. The Mechaber is from the Tur brings the Rosh, Rabbi Neusha. There's a machloikis in Mesechtes Bruches Tachufa mit Beis. It's also in Mesechtes Sikke Lamed Ches mit Beis. Someone was davening, it's a whole Sikke, someone was davening Shtile Shemeneser, Kwaj Shemeneser, and he's davening a bit longer, or he started a bit later than the Baltfile, and the Baltfile started Hoche Shemeneser, and he's up to Nagdishach, the Kaddash. And what should he do? This yuchid is in the middle of Shtilish Kwaj Shmanesra, Shtilish Manesra. He can't be mafsik, he's in the middle of Einish Makalain anywhere, but he doesn't want to miss the schuls, the midst of saying Nagdishach on the Kaddash, or the Gemara talks about Moedim, or even Oman Yahish Vayrabu, the Baltfil is in the middle of the Kaddash. The Machloik is Rishoinim. Rashi says he should stop and listen in Mechabim, in mitten Shtilish Manesra. She be mechavim to the Baltfile, and when the Baltfile finishes Nagdishach, whatever it is, he should continue Shtilish Manasseh. Tosfos asks, I'll say the Lushan, it's a long Tosfos here, Chofalo from the Beis, the Kus of Rashi besika peyek lile vagoizel, aguzel, the Udam amispal, beshumel pi hachazm, kaddish, oi kiddishe, aina yuchel lahafsik vilano is a matzibbe, because he's middle of Shtilish Manasseh, eli yishtoik, it stop, the yamtin ma'at, and it should listen to the Baltfile, the Shemaya Koine. The Rosh and the Rashi both hold like that. Rabbeinu Tam v'ri hayu oimrim, you shouldn't do that. Adarabe I Shemaya Koine, alafsuke. If you count someone who listens to a mitzvah, Kiddush, Avdula, Megillah Leinen, if you count that as Koine, then that is a hafsik in middle of Shtilish Manasseh. So the Rabbi Natam and the Rishon say, don't do that, you should continue the Shtilish Manasseh, and he is honest, he didn't say Kaddish. He didn't say Kaddish. So what's the basic machloike between the Rosh and the Rashi, who personally should listen in middle of Shtilish Manasseh and listen to Kaddish Kaddish of Yotish Shmaik Oine, and the Rabbi Natam and Rishon say they shouldn't. So I'll just say first a quote about from he brings a very interesting hakdumah from one of the Rishonim, I don't remember, might be the Ramban. Why do we say a certain cases where there's a conflict? Let's say at the time when there was Tchailas, if someone had a canvas of linen, Tchailas has to be wool. You put on wool on the linen baget, it's climb with tzitzit. So the Torah says asay doicheloy sasa. So the Ramban says about like this. Whenever there's an asay and a loisase, one makes you an oinus to the other. The asay forces me, I'm oinus, the Baishan tells me to be kind of asay, forces me to go over on the loisase. The loisase, Baishan says don't do it, forces me not to be mekayim mitzvah asay. Asay is a positive thing, do something, and loisase is a negative thing, don't do. Don't wear a klayim. There's a klal by every oinus. Oinus command the uvit lo yamrinen. If someone was oinus, he got stuck on a desert island and he doesn't have tefillin, and a day went past without tefillin, he won't get any oinus for that. He won't be punished in Gan Eden for that. But it's not command uvit. He didn't have the mitzvah. The oinus can't create a positive thing. It's he's put, he didn't do anything wrong, but oinus command the ovid lo yamrin. We don't say an oinus, it is as if he did put on film. It was an oinus, he couldn't. On the other hand, the other way around, oinus command the lo yovid omrin. If someone was an oinus, a man was standing with a machine gun and he forced a kazayas of nevela or trefel to his mouth and he ate it, you're not behaved to be mois and nefesh for. So it's oinus command the loy of it. It is as if he did not eat anything. The oinus is so stark that it makes it as if it did not eat anything. So therefore, I think it's an Ramban's one with the Rishonim. If you have an Asay and a Loisay, so you have two choices. Let's say climb the tzitzis. I could put on the palace kutin be mekayim the Asay, but that would make me an oynes to be oiva on the Loisay and shatness. Or I could say, don't put on the tzitzis. I won't be oiva the Loisay, but I won't be mekayim the Asay. So each one makes the other one into an oynes. The Torah forces me to do one of the two. One of the two choices. The Torah wants me to do one of the two. So if I won't put on tzitzis, the mush of tzitzis is not perfect because not wearing a talis kutin is not oivah ma'aseh. But something similar to that. Okay, if I won't do that, I won't be oivah the lois eser, but I won't have the schus of the mitzvah, because the oinus cannot create something positive. It can't make me as if I did put on, I was mekayim the mitzvah. Because oinus command the ovid, loyom li. On the other hand, if I will wear the tzitzis, the talis kutin, the mitzvah asay forces me to be over on the lois eser, oinus command the loy ovid, omlina. It is as if he was not over any love of climb, of shatness. That's why the Torah passes asay doiche lois eser. Those are the Ramban. I think it's Ramban, one of the Rishonim. So my elder Zayin, the Rav Shlu, says the same thing over here. We have a mitzvah of saying, Akdishach, Mekadosh, Moedim, Umayin HaShmei Rabba. He's in the middle of the Shlilah Shem HaNesver, and he's not allowed to be mafsik. So he has two choices. Either he'll continue saying Shlilah Shem HaNesver, he won't be over on the Afsukah, Nehesik, but he won't have the source of the mitzvah or whatever the Shabbat Kiddush is supposed to say. On the other hand, he could be mafsik and listen, and there'll be Tosfos Kasha by the time where you say, if you're Yoytze Nagdishah or whatever, Moedin, Mishamayka is a hefsik. Okay, but the mitzvah causes me to be an oynus to make this hefsik. The mitzvah saying the Shabbat Kiddush causes me to be an oynus. So it is command the loy of it. I did not make the hefsik. I'm not over the Aveila. So that's why, that's the terrace on Rashi's Shittur. By the time he asks, how can you be mafsig middle of Shtilu Shmeresver? It'll be Asukah. The oinus, the mitzvah of saying, Nagdishah, Moedim, Umay Hashmei Rabo, makes me an oinus to do the Asukah, and oinus command the loy of it, Homerinen. It is as if he was not mafsig in the Shtilu Shmeresver. So that's the terrace. To the Enfil and by time of Riz Kasha on the Shittas Rashi and Rash. But I saw in a Sefer Mekor HaBrucho, one of the Achroina Achroinim, I think it was a Rosh Hashiva in Pesach Tikva 50, 60 years ago. Zot Chazoy, he has a Chakira, what Shart in Shemaya Ka'oina, very nice Chakira. Does Shemaya Ka'oina mean that if you listen with kavuna, you are yoitzer with listening? Or is Shemaya Ka'oina much more stronger? Shemaya Ka'oina means it is as if you actually said the words. If you hold Shemaya Ka'oina's touch, if you listen with kavuna, you are also yoitzer. You're yoitzer kiddush, avdula, with listening with kavuna, but it's only listening, then that would not be counted as a hefsik, with Shemaya. But if you say Shemaya Koin is starke Zach, it's mamish as if you said the words, then that can be counted as a hefsik. So he wants to say that Rashi and the Rosh who passed that you should be mafsik in the middle of Shtilu Shemeresver and listen to Duba Shabbat, they hold that Shemaya Koin is just listening. If you listen with Kavuna, you can also be Yoitzer, whatever you have to say. If it's only listening, it's not a hefsik middle of Shtilu Shemeresver, so that's why you should do it. But in Tam and Ri, a kuf with a shvu has a several proof to me. You know that kolak koyes ke iliyavle davay dezure. But to the case which puts lightness, I don't think so. Chazal say that. So that's the day of Musa. That's the day of the Musa. So when the kass is a gefele chazach. But is it menasach yai? So you have to differentiate a kuf with a shvu underneath is a very delicate ker. Because I was looking ker, that means legabe onshin, legabe musa, legabe avodas Hashem, you have to, but you have to, so, shemeya ker oina. That's the shadow, what the ker is, ker oina. So the Rabbi and Tam and we, who say you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't be mafsik, they hold that it's mamish as if you would have said the words, and that's strong enough to count it as a hefsik in the middle of Shmanes. So this halucha in Shechen Urech, which that gepastent, that the oile le toire has to say the words, when he's oile le toire has to read the word, cholapuchas, the Ivrish would be correct, in the Sefer Torah, that is the Rosh. And the Rosh and the Rashi hold that Shemaya Koin is not such a strong thing as if you would actually said the words. Because they say you should be mafsig in middle of Shemaneser to listen to the Rosh HaBikdisha. So they hold the Shemaya Koin is just like listening. Since it's not such a strong thing, you can use it to be Yoitze, a brucha. Chazal says Shemaya Koin for Kiddush, Havdula, Megillelainen, and so on. But to say a brucha on that is not stark enough. It's the big difference. Kiddush is a brucha. Havdula is a brucha. So someone can be yoitze a brucha with a shvachere Shemaya Koin. But if you have to say a brucha on that, there's a brucha, asher brucha b'nei kolam, goes on the kriya. And the kriya is not such a stark as that. The kriya is only a listening. It's not as strong mamish as if you would have said the words. You can't say a brucha on that. Therefore, the Rashi and the Rosh and Mechaber, Shekhanura paskins, that the oile le toira has to say the words. Ma'asha einkain, the ri and the bain tam and the ri, they hold that Shemaya Koin is a Shtar Kazakh, they will take a passage differently, and we'll soon see, and they will say that you can say a Brucha on a Kriya, which is only a Shemaya Koin, and you don't have to say the words. But the Machab, the Paskins, we give a Shechen Urech, Paskins, there's a Nafkemen, also, Layelain, if someone is blind, a Simmer, if you can be Koira, if you can call him up to an Aliyah, and there's often a Machloikas between these two Shittas. Those who say Shemaya Koin is a Shtar Kazach, you can give him an Aliyah, and those who say not, because he's not allowed to, even if he knows the word by heart, as a Psik and Torah Shabik Sav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh, so do a Machloika, so that you can call him to an Aliyah. That's one Indian, so for and for why the Mechaba says the oil of the Torah has to say the words, and the Mechaba holds that you can't yoyz Shemaya Koin, because he goes according to the Shitta that Shemaya Koin is a Shvacher Zach. There is a different Kasha. Pashtus, what is the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, Bechlal? Is it Chiyuv on the person? Every person has to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, or there is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. If there are 10 people davening, and it's Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos Manincha, there's a Chiyuv that the Torah should be lined. It soll gelined werden. Is Pashtus looks as if there's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. It has to be read. It has to be Nikru. And if that is right, then there's another kasha here. So the klal, as shluch ha-shaludim k'moisoi, to make a person a shliach, can only be done by a maisa that has to be done, lemushu. Hafrush has trumus and masas. A person has 100 sacks of wheat, and he has to give 2 for trumus gedoyle and 10 for masa. It doesn't make a difference who is mafrish. The Torah learns one of the koyres for shliach shludim k'moisa is from afrusha trimmer. So I can make a shliach, someone else, please go, and the shliach can even make a brucha. Bedikas chumetz, someone has 5 houses, he can make his sons, his daughters, whoever, anyone, a shliach to be boy the chumetz, and they can make a brucha. Not only can they make a brucha, they can be yoitzer on the mishaleach's brucha. Not only that, even if the Mishaleach himself is not doing that mitzvah, there can be yoitz on the Mishaleach Berucha. So any mitzvah that has to be done, but it doesn't have to be me doing it, you can make a shliach. If it has to be done begufay, I have to put on tefillin, I can't make someone else make a shliach. So if we learn, the kasha goes, if we learn that the mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah is something that has to be done, but not through me or you or someone else, es darf geleint werden in a tzibur, the parsha, then there's a kasha, why can't the oil of the Torah make the balkoyle for a shliach? There's a chiyuv on all 10 people here to see to it that the Torah should be lined properly. So let the oil of the Torah make the balkoyle a shliach, and the balkoyle makes the bruch, and the oil of the Torah is yetz, whatever has to be yetz of the mitzvah. That's the kasha. The teretz is that there is a Baini Shmaya B'Shem Rashi, also a Rishon, who's Mechadish and the Santa Zach. He says that the Bruche of on Kriyas HaTorah is Birches HaShvach on Limud HaTorah. Das heißt also, every Birches HaMitzvahs has a Nusach HaShem Kirishunim Mitzvahs of Tzivunim. Until it's Yedayim, until it's Lila, Mikra Megillah, Lishmer HaKol Shofar. If it's a Birches HaMitzvahs, you say HaShem Kirishunim Mitzvahs of Tzivunim, I'll be a Chumetz, a mitzvah smila, whatever. If there would be a mitzvah, let's say a deraisa or the rabuna, Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin kriyas haTorah as a sefer, if it would be a mitzvah, a brucha on the mitzvah kriyas haTorah as daf geleint ven a parsha, then the nusach brucha would be asher kedushin mitzvahs v'tzivuni likros haTorah. The ma'aseh it isn't. The nusach is exactly the same asher bruch habuni, which we say in the morning. Birchus HaTorah. That's not the Birchus HaMitzvah, that's the Birchus HaShvach. We give a shkoyach to the Bnei Shleiman for being mezake us with the mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. Every person says the Birchus HaTorah in the morning. There's a new chiyuv of Birchus HaTorah. If you get an aliyah leTorah, you have to again say a shvach to the Bnei Shleiman for the source of mitzvahs limit HaTorah. As I said, the Bein Shmaya B'Shem Rashi, and if we say that the bruche for an aliyah is a bruche birchas hashvach a limud haTorah, is very for answer the kasha. You can't say shlichus shuvim k'maisa because limud haTorah is a mitzvah shvegifah which every person is mechiyev to do on his own. And the biggest raya again is there's not a bruche on the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah because we don't say asher kedushunim mitzvahs v'tzivuni likrei b'Torah. We say asher bruch habunim kaluam. It's a birchas hashvach which the aluche is mechayev you if you get an aliyah. Every person says a birchas haTorah in the morning for limud haTorah, general limud haTorah. If you're a zoyche to receive an aliyah, you have a new mitzvah of birchas hashvach and limud haTorah. And I'm damn in the shayach to say shluchas shulim k'moisa because limud haTorah is a chiyuv on the person just like luchas tefillin. The actual kriya is a mitzvah of kriyas haTorah on the tzibur, but the nisach habrucha, since with kriyas haTorah you are also yoytze limud haTorah, the nisach habrucha on the chazal masakin grain on the chaylik which is limud haTorah. Then there's a third inyan. Short. I'll finish on time. I don't want anyone to be nervous. Third inyan is hiror. If you're yoitze limud haTorah with hiror, thinking, tracht and lernen. Do a ganze sigi wegen dem, yeah. So the kasha is, if you're yoitze with hiror, then why does the oil of the Torah have to actually say the words? He could listen and think of the touch, whatever the psikim are, and be yoitze. That if you yotz a limud haTorah, you yotz a limud haTorah. So the teretz on that is correct. Some paskim hold you are yotz a limud haTorah with hiror, with tracht and thinking. But the nisach habruche we learn from a pusik in Hazinu, Kishem Hashem ekru, huvi goydel elekeinu. Kishem Hashem ekru means when I will say ekru is a kriya, it's not hiror. Ekru is when I will actually read the words of the Torah, If the Nisach HaBrucha of Kriyas HaTorah is learned from the Pusik, Hashem Hashem Ekru, even if you're Mekayim Kriyas HaTorah, a limit HaTorah with Hiru, but there's no Chiyah HaBrucha. The Chiyah HaBrucha is only if you actually say the words. Just to finish, I want to repeat what my father, Rav Agadon, when I was a young boy of 5 or 6 years old, he told me that if you want to be zoiche, achamayev esrim, to hear Moshe Rabbeinu line in Gan Eden, you should listen to every Kriyas HaTorah. I was a young boy of 6, and all the boys went out to play, and my father sort of nicely forced me to listen, and I stood there, and it went into my head. I don't know if there's a mekor to that, if that's part of chinuch, that's the way I feel mechanuch a kind. So it's a interessante gedank. As when the Torah is on, if you listen to Kriyas HaTorah, you'll be zeuche to listen to hear Moshe Rabbeinu line the Torah. Kind of that. The Eivu should help from Zalala zeuche zan to Kabulas HaTorah mit Shefer Bruche Vatzluche mit Amal Gitten.